Top tune, Billy Joel, Piano Man on the U105 phone-in. Now, here's a very sad figure. 19 people have lost their lives in accidental dwelling fires in Northern Ireland in the last 3 years. And more of these people are tending to be slightly younger than we would have expected, because there is a trend that the people most at risk tend to be older, but younger people are now dying in house fires. There is this sad trend. I want to speak to one of the senior officers about this, Assistant Chief Fire and Rescue Officer Alan Walmsley. Alan, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
19 people losing their lives, and quite a few of these people age just over 50.
Yeah, Frank, you're exactly right in what you were saying in the introduction there. We introduced a people at risk strategy 3 years ago, and we've just reviewed it in the last number of weeks, and we've actually changed our approach. And this is based on those statistics that you talked through. So when we introduced the strategy, it was clear that over 60s, you had a higher risk of being involved in a house fire and a higher risk of actually losing your life in a house fire. But when we have looked at the last 3 years, and this is stark when you think we're living in the 21st century, 19 people tragically have lost their life over the last 3 years, with 8 of those being over 60, but more importantly, 9 of those people were aged between 50 to 59, which means almost 90% of people who've lost their life in the last 3 years have been aged 50 or older.
The causes of these fires, what are the main causes that lead to a person who would be of whatever age dying in the house that they most likely live in?
Well, if we look wider than that, Frank, so in the last 3 years, there's been just over 2,500 accidental dwelling fires in Northern Ireland. So the main causes for those fires have almost stayed the same over the last number of years. Thankfully, they're coming down and people are listening to our messages, but it's still around cooking, it's still around electrical, and it's still around smoking. But when we look at the fatalities, those 19 fatalities, the biggest causes of fatalities, believe it or not, 8 out of those 19 were due to smoking. Now, I know it's not smoking in isolation, because when we talk about smoking, there's risks about if you're on medication, you've taken alcohol, you know, if you're smoking at a certain time, you know, late at night. There's a lot of other factors around supporting that. But one of the things that jumped out as well, Frank, was that out of those 19 people who lost their life, 90% of them, 17, lived alone. So again, you know, when you think about rural communities isolated, you know, people getting older, maybe, you know, living alone, losing their partner, you can see the risk factors just increase. So that is why we've changed our strategy. So today we've got an event here at the training centre where we've all our partners in. We've 86 partners that we work closely with to refer vulnerable people and people at risk to us. And over the last 3 years, we've completed 13,000 home fire safety checks, and our partners have referred just over 4,000 people to us. But I think there's more we can do. So all our partners are in with us today. We're doing a workshop. We're looking to see how we can, you know, build on what we've delivered over the last 3 years and how we can reach out in the community. So, Frank, if people are listening to us now, if you're an organisation out there working within the community and you think you can work with us, you know, contact us, because we're always looking new partners.
So for people who are at home as individuals listening to this programme, who aren't going to be getting advice from a group or an organisation, what can they do to ensure that their house isn't the next one to go on fire?
Well, for everybody, we stick to your stop message, your simple stop message. I know, Frank, you've had me on the show many times before, and we think that message is starting to work. You know, people are starting to listen to us. And it's a simple message around smoke alarms, testing them, know the obvious causes of fire, and have your fire escape plan in place. But if there's people listening to your show today and they're over 50, you know, or if they're any age and they have a mobility or a health issue but impact them escaping from their home, they can lift the phone up now and contact us, or go onto our website and they can ask for a free home fire safety check. And our officers will come out to your home. They will give you specific advice for your home on how to keep yourself safe. And if needs be, they will fit smoke alarms in your home. And one of the things we do, and we're one of the only fire and rescue services in the UK that do this, we will fit additional smoke alarms in the bedroom of anyone who has severe mobility issues, which no other fire and rescue service does, and it just gives you that added protection. So again, anybody listening to the show, if you want that advice, you know, it's bespoke to your home, it's bespoke to your property, so pick the phone up and let us come out and let us try and keep you safe.
There's one final point, Alan, going through my mind at this minute in time, and maybe later in the week we could have a longer conversation about it, but you could touch on it this morning. It looks like as if towards the end of this week, the weather is going to improve and the countryside is going to be very dry. It's Easter weekend. There is a bit of a tradition in some areas where people light gorse and whins for whatever reason. They just do it at Easter time. The last thing you want is an outbreak of mountainside and hillside fires. What would your message be to people who lose the run of themselves this time of year?
Very much so, Frank. I mean, we have limited resources, and our resources are there to keep our community safe. And what I've said many times is, if you know, deliberate fire setting and appropriate behaviours, it has a massive consequence and a massive impact on your local community. So, you know, these individuals who may be carrying out these actions, they're taking away vital emergency services that could be deployed in remote rural areas. They're no longer there to protect the community. They're no longer there to serve the community. You know, road traffic collisions, there'll be increased traffic in the road this weekend because lots of people, if the weather's good. So again, you're taking away those vital resources. And I'm sure you've seen the images this week, just over the last few days, about deliberate fire setting, you know, fires being started, you know, remote to properties that are suddenly spreading, and the impact they can potentially have on life as well. So, you know, we'll work with everybody. We'll work with a range of partners. But Frank, it's very much what you've said there. You know, there's no justification for these actions. So we'd ask everybody just to consider the consequences.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much indeed. On the countdown to Easter, just a reminder that even if it is a tradition where you are lighting whins and setting fire to the countryside, stop and think this year. Number one, it is going to be very dry, so therefore the fire will spread much more quickly. Number two, all those wee animals, wee rabbits and hares and birds and all those things, are just getting themselves settled for springtime. And you're going to burn them to death just because it looks exciting to see whins burning. I know I'm talking mainly to people in the country here, but also up on the Belfast Hills and so on and so forth. Could this year be the first year that you don't light the countryside? It would be a great step in the right direction.